Take a look at Coast Radio Sports. Friday night, the Mapleton Sailors were on the court and faced Bonanza. Coach Molly Dooley said it was a rough night for the girls as they only managed 9 points to Bonanza's 45. The boys played Myrtle Point and lost in a close match, 51-46. J.J. Neese led scorers for Mapleton with 18 points and 13 rebounds. On Saturday, the Mapleton girls played Oak Ridge in a much closer match, falling 36-27. Heather Wyricks led all Mapleton scorers with 10. The boys met Bonanza and had the first half blowout recorded, leading 23-7. On the night, Nate Neese led scorers with 16, and Mapleton came out on top, 51-35. The Vikings were also on the court this weekend. On Friday night, the boys faced Eastland Christian, losing 58-48 in the Bandon Dunes Invitational. The Viking girls picked up their first win on the season, defeating Eastland 37-26. On Saturday, the girls lost to Bandon 51-24. The Viking boys rolled over Allseith 111-31, and six Vikings were in double figures. Junior Liam McClellan scored a team-high 19 points. In addition, two Viking athletes won the three-point competition, sophomore Brody Terry for the boys and junior Brea Blankenship for the girls. On the mat over the weekend, Sayusaw finished up fourth out of 13 schools and had three champions when it was all said and done at the Bend Invite Wrestling Tournament. Yasker De La Mora, Mason Buss, and Elijah Lacoste were all atop the podium in their respective weight classes. The Oregon Ducks men's basketball team squeaked by Utah on Saturday to start the Pac-12 season 1-1. The Lady Ducks went 2-0 for the weekend, knocking off Colorado on Friday 104-46, and Utah last night 88-51. The OSU Beavers men's basketball defeated Colorado last night 76-68, and the OSU women remain undefeated after disposing of Utah 77-48 on Friday and Colorado 72-60 on Saturday. That's Coast Radio Sports for Monday, January 6th, 2020.